This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to do a little civics in this economy now in the form of what is sometimes called Monumental Washington, the marble memorializations of our wars and great leaders on the National Mall in the Capitol. It'd be a reasonable assumption on your part that the federal government pays for all of them. It would also be wrong. From WAMU in Washington, Michaela Lafrak has that one.
The Washington Monument recently reopened after 3 years of renovations. The view from the top of this giant obelisk is incredible.
Clear day, you can see the mountains out in the distance.
National Park Service spokesman Mike Litterst points out some landmarks.
You are looking directly down the line at the Capitol, the White House, the Lincoln Memorial, and the Jefferson Memorial. I mean, you could not have laid this out any better.
I'm tagging along on a special tour of the monument for billionaire philanthropist David Rubenstein. He donated $3 million to repair its elevator, which takes about 500,000 visitors a year up to the top. Here's Rubenstein.
I get a lot of pleasure out of doing these things, and if I didn't do them and I died with more money, would I be a happier person? I don't think so.
Rubenstein earned his fortune as the co-founder of the Carlyle Group, a private equity investment company. He's donated to everything from the National Zoo to the Lincoln Memorial. The zoo's panda exhibit bears his name. But he doesn't have a donor's plaque here at the Washington Monument, where he also contributed money in the past for repairs after an earthquake damaged the structure in 2011. He calls this patriotic philanthropy, but says he's had a hard time selling the idea to other big donors.
I've been surprised at how hard I've had a time in convincing other philanthropists to give to these kind of projects as opposed to education, medical research.
He says they tell him it's the government's job to fund the monuments, not theirs. And the National Park Service did pay $7 million out of its annual budget for the rest of the Washington Monument's renovations to replace a temporary security facility with a new one. Catherine Townsend heads the Trust for the National Mall. She says most memorials were built with private dollars.
People don't really realize that. They think they're here, it's free, it's open, and they think the government has paid for everything.
Typically, Congress authorizes a memorial, and then private citizens raise the donations to build it. Private donors funded the Vietnam and Korean War memorials and contributed 90% of the money for the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. Once a monument is erected, the Park Service steps in to maintain. But even that can be a struggle. Townsend says the Park Service has a nearly $12 billion maintenance backlog right now.
We're really working hard to figure out maintenance funds for each of the monuments because they do need help.
The Washington Monument is a prime example. A charity organization started building it in 1848. Mike Litterst, the Park Service spokesman, takes me to the stairwell to see evidence of the public support back then.
So there are 193 of what we refer to as the commemorative stones or the plaques that are in the walls of the Washington Monument.
In the 1840s and 50s, the charity collected donations from individuals, civic groups, and states to fund construction. In exchange, those people and groups got to design intricate plaques for the stairwell.
Colorado stone is a piece of Colorado Yule marble.
The Texas Star, the Lone Star.
All 50 states, dozen foreign countries, Sunday school classes, Masonic memorials, we'll see all that as we go.
But the money ran out after 5 years, when the monument was only a third of the way done. It stayed that way for two decades, until the government stepped in and paid for the rest. All in all, taxpayers paid about $960,000, and private donors paid $230,000.
I mean, it's an early public-private partnership.
Litterst and I head out of the monument and back outside. He tells me the National Mall's newest monument to President Dwight D. Eisenhower opens next year. Both the government and private donors chipped in to cover the cost, about $145 million. In Washington, I'm Michaela Lafrak for Marketplace.